We merely got hairs of tares and lights and wetters. And we walk the streets. We walk the streets forever. We walk the streets of life alone. It is the place of the howling winds, the hurrying of the leaves in old October, the hard clean falling to the earth of acorns. The place of the storm-tossed moaning of the wintry mountainside, where the young men cry out in their throats and feel the savage vigor, the rude strong energies, the place also where the trains cross rivers. It is a fabulous country, the only fabulous country. It is one place where miracles not only happen, but where they happen all the time. It is the place of exultancy and strong joy, the place of the dark and brooding air, the smell of snow. It is the place of all the fierce, the bitten colors in October when all of the wild sweet woods flame up. It is also the place of the cider press and the last banners of New York Imperial. It is the place of the lovely girls with the good jobs and the husky voices who buy a round of drinks. It is the place of where the women with fine legs and silken underwear lie in a Pullman berth below you. It is the place of the dark green store and the Pullman cars and the voices in the nighttime in Virginia. It is the place where great boats are baying in the harbor's mouth, where great ships are putting out to sea. It is the place where the great boats are blowing in the gulf at night and where the river, the dark and secret river full of strange time, is forever flowing by us through the sea. The tugs keep baying in the river. At 12 o'clock the bell and gear moans. A light slide gently pass appears beyond 11th Street in the night. A tall tree falls in old Catawba there on the hills of home. It is the place of autumnal moons hung low, an orange at the frosty edges of the pines. It is the place of frost and silence of the clean, dry shucks and the opulence of enormous pumpkins of yellow on all dotted earth. It is the place of the story and feathery stumble of the hens upon their roofs, the frosty, broken, barking at the dogs, the great barn shapes and the solid shadows in the running sweep of the moon-whited countryside, the wailing whistle of the fast express. It is the place of the flares and the steamings on the tracks, and the swinging bob and tottering dance of lanterns in the yards. It is the place of dings and nellies, the sudden glare of mighty engines over the sleeping faces in the night. It is the place of the terrific web and spread and smolder in the distant glare of Philadelphia and the solid rumble of the sleepers. It is also the place where the transcontinental limit is struck 8 miles an hour across the continent and small talk towns with by like bullets. And there is only the fan-like stroke of the secret, immense, and lonely wait again. I have foreseen this picture many times. I will buy passage on a fast express. It is the place of the wild and exultant winter's morning and the wind with the powdery snow that has been howling all night long. It is the place of solitude and branches of the spruce and the hemlock piled with snow. It is the place where the fall river boats are tethered to the wharf with a wild gray snow of furious secret and storm white at morning whips across them. It is the place of the lodge by the frozen lake and a sweet breath and amorous flesh of sinful woman. It is the place of the tragic and lonely beauty of New England. It is the place of the red barn, the sound of the stable hooves and the bright tatters of old circuit posters. It is the place of the immense and pungent smell of breakfast, the country sausages, and the ham, and the eggs, the smoking wheat cakes, and a fragrant coffee, and of lone hunters in the frosty thickets who whistle to their lop-eared hounds. Where's old Dr. Ballard now with his oldest dogs? He held that they were sacred, that the souls of all the dear lost dead went into them. His youngest sister's soul sat on the seat beside him. She had long ears, and her eyes were sad. 2 dozen of his other cherished dead trotted around the buggy as he went up the hill past home. And that was 11 years ago, when I was 9 years old, and I stared at gravely out of the window of my father's house at old Dr. Ballard. It is the place of the straight stare, the cold white bellies and the buried lust of the lovely Boston girls. It is the place of ripe brainless blondes with tender lips and a flowery smell, and of the girls with the shapely arms who stand on ladders picking oranges. It is also the place where large, slow-bodied girls from Kansas City with big legs and milky flesh are sent east to school by their rich fathers, and they're also immense and lovely girls with a grip of a passionate bear who has such names as Nielsen, Lundquist, Jorgensen, and Brand. I'll go up and down the country, back and forth across the country, the great trains that thunder over America. I'll go out west where states are square. Oh, I'll go to Boise and Helena and Albuquerque. I'll go to Montana and the 2 Dakotas and the unknown places. It is the place of violence and sudden death, and the fast shots in the night, the club of the Irish cop, and the smell of brains and blood upon the pavement. It is the place of the small town killings, the men who shoot the lovers and the wives. It is the place where the Negroes slash with razors and the hillmen killing the mountain meadows. It is the place of the ugly drunks and the stalling voices and foul-mouthed men who want to fight. It is the place of the loud wait and the foolish boast and the violent threat. It is also the place of the deadly little men with white faces and their eyes of reptiles that kill quickly, casually in the dark. It is a lawless land that feeds on murder. Did you know the 2 Lippy girls? He asked. Yes, I said. They lived in Beltboy by the river, and one of them was drowned in a flood. She was a cripple, and she wheeled herself along in a chair. She was strong as a bull. That's a girl, he said. It is the place of the crack athletes and runners who limber up and march. It is the place of 10-second men and great jumpers and vaulters. It is the place where the spring comes and the young birch trees have white and tender barks of the thaw of the earth and the feathery smoke of the trees. It is the place of the grass and bud, the wild and sudden tenderness of the wilderness, and of the crews out on the river, and the coaches coming down behind him, and the motorboats, the surges rolling out behind when they are gone with heavy sudden wash. It is the place that a baseball plays, an easy lob, the smoking spring spacking of the glove and the mitt, the crack of the bat. It is the place of the great batters, fielders, and pitchers, of the nigger boys, and the white, drawling, joyously men, the bleachers, and the resinous smell of a warm wood. It is the place of Rube Waddell, the whitey, untanned, and ill-fated pitcher with his left arm is swinging like a lash. It is the place of the fighters, the crafty Jewish lightweights, and the moreland Italians, Lenny Tindler, Rocky Kansas, Dundee. It is the place where the champion looks over at his rival's shoulder with a bored expression. I wake at morning in a foreign land, thinking I heard a voice in one of the streets of home. It is the place where they like to win always, and boast about their victories. It's a place of quick money and sudden loss. It's a place of a mile-long phrase with a strong, solid, clanking, heavy loneliness at night, and a silent fate of course. They coive among raw, piney desolations with their promise of new lands in unknown distance. It's a huge den of gape of emptiness. It's the place where the bums come singling from the woods and sunset, the huge stillness of the water tower, the fading light, the rails, secret and alive, trembling with their oncoming train. It's the place of the great tramps, Oklahoma Red, Fargo Pete, and the Jersey Dutchman, who grab fast rattlers for the western shore. It is the place of the old blown bums who come up in October squares of dust and wind and crumpled newspapers and beg with canned heat on their breasts. Help old McGuire. McGuire's a good guy, kid. You're not so tough, kid. Help your pal, kid. McGuire's your pal. How about McGuire? McGuire is the place of the pool room players and the drugstore boys and the town where and a family the hood, the tough town driver. It's the place where they go to the woods on Sunday and get among the laurel and the dogwood bushes and the rhododendron blossom. It is the place of the cheap hotels and the kids who wait with chattering lips without nigger goes to get them their first woman. It is the place of the drunken college boys who spend their old man's money and wear fur coats to the football games. It is the place of the lovely girls up north and who have the rich fathers of the beautiful wives and businessmen. The train broke down somewhere beyond Manassas, and I went forward along the tracks with all the other passengers. What's the matter? I said to the engineer. The eccentric strap is broken, son, he said. I was a very cold day, windy and full of sparkling sun, the farthest north I'd ever been, and I was 12 years old and on my way to Washington to see Woodrow Wilson inaugurated. Later I could not forget the face of the engineer in the woods. Eccentric strap. It is the place of the immense and lonely earth, the place of the fat ears and the abundance where they grow the cotton, corn, wheat, the wine red apples of October, and the good tobacco. It is the place that is savage and cruel, but it is also the innocent place. It is the wild, lawless place, the vital earth that is soaked with the blood of the murdered men, with the blood of the countless murdered men, with the blood of the unavenged and unremembered murdered men. But it is also the place of the child and laughter, where the young men are torn apart with ecstasy and cry out in their throats with their joy, where they hear the howl of the wind and the rain and the smell of the thunder and the soft, numb spitting of the snow, where they are drunk with a bite and a sparkle in the air and mad with a soul injury, where they believe in love and victory and think they can never die. It is a place where you come up through Virginia on the great trains in the nighttime and rumble slowly across the wide Potomac and see the morning sunlight in the nation's dome and Washington with a fat man shaving in the Pullman washroom grunts. What's this? What's this we're coming to? Washington? And a thin man glances out of the window and says, yeah, this is Washington. That's what it is, all right. You getting over here? And where the fat man grows, oh, me? No, I'm going on to Baltimore. It is a place where you get off at Baltimore and find your brother waiting. Where's my father sleeping on the land? Buried, dead these 7 years, forgotten, rotten in the ground. Everybody's on gray stone. No, no. Will I say father when I come to him? And will he call me son? Oh, no, he'll never see my face. We'll never speak except to say. It is the place of the fast approach, the hot, blind, smoky passage The tragedy, lonely beauty of New England, the web of Boston, place of the mighty station, near the engines, passengers, great cats, and straight dead plumes of engine smoke, the acrid and exciting smell of trains and stations, the man swarm passing ever in its million footed weft, the smell of the sea and arbors, and the thought of voyages, and the place of the goat cry, the strong joy of our youth, the tragic city, when we knew the most fortunate life on earth would shortly be ours, and that we were 20 and could never die. And always America is a place of the deathless and raptured moments, the eye that looked, the mouth that smiled and vanished, and the void, the stone, the leaf, the door we never found and never forgotten. And these are the things that we remember of America. We've known all our thousand lights and weathers. We walk the streets. We walk the streets forever. We walk the streets of life alone.